And now the junior welcome you in Lochiel. In the rhythmically interesting version preserved in the Highland Society of London's manuscript, which is the earliest written version of the tune to have survived. Timed probably somewhat thus. Yobril, Johan, Yobril, Yobril, Yehoram, Humbrochidiri. Yobril, Johan, Yobril, Yobril, Yehoram, Hil, Yanan. The line is repeated. Yobril, Johan, Yobril, Yobril, Yehoram, Yan. Now, here, we encounter our first difficulty. If those echo beat movements on E and B and D were to be timed as they appear to have been for most of the 20th century anyway, then that would imply a step over into 4-4 time, away from the 2-4 specified in the manuscript. Along the following lines, line 2 again. As written, the rhythmical pattern is harder to assess from the time it is written. Perhaps something along these lines. Although I've lengthened the introductory notes there on each of the moments, they're clearly cut in the manuscript, although some might feel that the result is a bit jerky if played this time. Second measure again. So, we have a number of difficulties here, which are difficult to resolve. Angus Mackay doesn't shed too much light on this either. He drew the main inspiration for his setting and his own manuscript from the Highland Society of London's manuscript, and he gives it as his written source. And although he alters the timing of the ground slightly, timing that opening figure, Hoil your horum bavo, heal your horum humbra, heal your horum humbra, hibiri, humbril your mabri of o, heal your horum bashananan. He leaves the timing of those echo beats alone. So his manuscript doesn't shed much illumination on this interesting question. The rest of the tune is relatively plain sailing until we reach the Akrula variation. Now, there's a shul, a tool of our culture, And then that interesting crawler, we would come off the end of the ground, more or less. Then into the Dola Fa sculpture. And orthodox fashion, Hamaram Bai, and Ranto, Hamaram Bai, Yaharanto, Hamaram Bai, Hamaram Bai, Yaharandi, Yaharandi, Hamaram Bai, Yaharanto, Hamaram Bai, Yaharanto, Hamaram Bai, Hamaram Bai, Yaharanto, Hamaram Bai, Daharam Bai, Yaharanto, Hamaram Bai, Yaharanto, Hamaram Bai, Hamaram Bai, Yaharandai, Yaharandai, Hamaram Bai, Yaharanto, Yaharam Bai, Yaharam Bai, Yaharam Bai, Yaharam Di, Yaharam No, Yaharam Di, Yaharam Dai, Yaharam Di, Yaharam Dai, Yaharam Do, Yaharam Dai, Yaharam No, Yaharam Bai, Yaharam Bai, Yaharam Bai, Yaharam Dai, Yaharam Bai, Yaharam Do, Yaharam No, Yaharam Bai, Yaharam Bai, Yaharam Bai, Yaharam Dai, Yaharam Di, Yaharam Bai, Yaharando, Aharam Bai, Yaharando, Aharandai, Yaharando, Aharando, Aharam Bai, Yaharam Bai, Yaharandai, Yaharando, Aharando. And then we reach this most interesting crueler variation. Now, ordinarily, one would expect it to simply proceed yum shibri yum debri yum shibri yum debri debri yum shibri ay debri ay debri, but it doesn't. There are signs in the manuscript that it was originally set thus by John MacGregor, whom we know was the scribe here, but interestingly inserted and in a very squashed fashion, which is our main reason for supposing it to be a later edition. There are these introductory E's all over the place, which we know from this same source to have been a feature of the MacArthur style. A number of tunes show this. The question now is how to time it. Does one cut down? He hum chibri, he hum debri, he hum chibri, he hum debri, he debri, he hum chibri, he debri, he debri. Or, he hum chibri, he hum babri, he hum chibri, he hum debri, he bandri, he hum chibri, he bandri, he bandri. Or do you hang on to the e, hum hebri, hey, hum debri, hey, hum babri, hey, hum debri, hey, debri, hey, hum babri, hey, debri, hey, debri. So that becomes like a kind of ostinato e. It's an interesting problem, and one which I think the manuscript in itself does not resolve. The question is left up to the performer. It's clearly deliberate. I mean, this is done systematically. E hum babria, hum babria, hum babri, e hum babria, hum babria, hum babri, so on. So that perhaps a number of rhythmical patterns might be inferred from that. And it would be interesting to see if, left to their own devices, what performers might make of that. Altogether, then, another exceptionally interesting tune. You're welcome, Bjorn Lochiel, in this, the Highland Society of London's manuscript setting.